From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Senate resumes its health care debate this hour in a rare weekend session focusing on sweeping change to the system. President Obama is expected to visit Capitol Hill, hoping to rally liberal and moderate Democrats behind the legislation. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
The 2,000-page-plus health bill has been on the floor for nearly a week of debate, and progress has been modest so far. Republicans have mostly been trying to score debating points by making Democrats vote down amendments that appear to hurt seniors. Meanwhile, Democrats have mostly huddled behind closed doors, trying to work out compromises on issues like abortion, immigration, and whether and how to include a government-run public insurance plan as part of the bill. They hope a visit from the president can help smooth over some of those differences, but it will still take 60 votes to get the bill past Republican delaying tactics and to a final conclusion. If Democrats are lucky, that final vote can come before the Christmas holiday. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Days after President Obama announced a military surge of 30,000 American troops in Afghanistan, there are still questions about the ability to get Taliban militants to renounce violence. Today, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton told ABC's This Week that it's highly unlikely the Taliban will turn to a path of peace.
We have no firm information whether any of those leaders would be at all interested in following that kind of a path. In fact, I'm highly skeptical that any of them would.
Separately, on the Sunday talk shows, Defense Secretary Robert Gates said the U.S. hasn't had good intelligence on Osama bin Laden's whereabouts for years, but commanders believe the al-Qaeda leader is still located in mountainous areas between Afghanistan and Pakistan. Turkey's prime minister has ruled out sending combat troops to Afghanistan as he departs for a meeting with President Obama on Monday. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Istanbul.
The prime minister's message may have been for a domestic audience ahead of his White House meetings. Last month, Turkey took over the rotating command of the NATO operation in Kabul, doubling its troop strength. The training and humanitarian mission remains popular. A combat mission would be a hard domestic sell, despite Washington's pressure on all NATO allies. The White House meeting has stirred intense interest here, perceived as a test in relations because of divergent approaches to hot issues like Afghanistan and Iran. While sharing the American goal of curbing Iran's nuclear program, Turkey's policy is to build trust through trade ties with Tehran. Washington has been critical of Turkey's public support for Iran's president and backing his claim that the nuclear program is for peaceful purposes. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Istanbul.
From Washington, this is NPR. The return of British soldiers from Afghanistan was marred by a clash in the English Midlands between far-right nationalists and an anti-fascist group. Larry Miller has more on this from London.
The confrontation in Nottingham happened after a homecoming parade of British soldiers returning from Afghanistan. 700 police struggled to keep the members of the right-wing English Defense League apart from the group Unite Against Fascism. This is the latest clash between the two sides. The head of Nottingham City Council said the EDL came to provoke a fight. The EDL insists it's not racist, but stands against the threat of Islamic extremism. Its members shouted, "We want our country back," and carried signs reading, "No surrender," and "Protect women, no to Sharia law." Some made Nazi salutes. Police say 11 arrests were made in what they described as a successful outcome to a very challenging day. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
In Greece, violence erupted during a march marking the first anniversary of a police shooting of a teenager. In Athens, protesters hurled rocks at police, who in turn fired tear gas to disperse the crowds. A year ago, a 15-year-old was shot and killed by a policeman. Within hours of his death, riots broke out across Greece. Russian investigators say this weekend's deadly nightclub fire in Perm is the result of management negligence. At least 110 people were killed in the blaze. Four people have been arrested, including managers of the nightclub. An initial investigation found the club in Perm was not equipped with automatic fire extinguishers. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.